Blog Talk Radio.
This is Black Writer Space. Happy holidays to everyone. And also, I have my co-host with me, DeAndrea. I am Miss Mocha. How is everybody doing? Hey, Dee.
Hey, Dee.
What's up? I'm really excited. It just gets better and better. Tonight, our guest is the 4th MDs.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
I know.
So I'm really excited about that. We have one of the members, Stevie D, they call him. He'll be chatting with us tonight. And I'm excited. They have some current projects going on, and they're just still going, just full-blown. I love to see the R&B groups from the 80s that are still keeping it going and keeping it going. So I'm excited to have them on the show. It's an honor to have any guest on my show. I just love it. It gets better and better. On the holiday at that.
Absolutely.
So he has not called in yet, but anyhow.
Girls, wait a minute. Hold up. Tender Love.
Yeah, right,
like
right.
The love ballad of the 80s and 90s.
Right.
I'm telling you, you put that on at a house party in the basement with the blue light on, with the
right.
red light with the fog on it. Girl, please.
That's right.
Love and love is a house.
Uh-huh. You know I got both those songs right. Yeah. You know I got both songs. I'm excited, as always. We want to say hello to our listeners. If you guys are tuning in with us, thank you so much for just the continued support and listening to us. Even if you missed the show, remember you can always go back and listen to any show that you missed as many times as you want to. And we definitely appreciate that. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. So how's your holiday going,
Tim? Wonderful. You know, the enemy always tries to step in, but it's good. God still remains faithful, and he never changes. So I have to really think about that, you know, even when people change or people flip and you like, what? I still have to think that, remember that God is still there and he remains the same. Every day, 24/7, he remains with all of us. So every chance I get, I try to definitely acknowledge that. So,
awesome.
You know, I think I'm going to, I think we're going to add a touch to the show. I think we're going to start opening up with some prayer and encouragement because I know people, they need that.
Yes.
I have to go on hold for 1 second.
You what?
Hello, I'm back. I do apologize. That was Stevie. He didn't have the correct information, so we're going to get the correct information to him so that he can call in and we can chat with him tonight.
Just go ahead and open up with a brief moment of prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now for Black Writer Space. We thank you for our listeners. We thank you for our co-hosts. We thank you for our entire team, Lord. We thank you for a successful event 2 weeks ago, Father God. We thank you that whatever we speak on this show, out of our mouths and our personal lives, Father God, that it comes into existence, Father God. We thank you. We give you total control over this show, over the Literacy Foundation, over any plans that Black Writer Space has. has, Father God. We speak millionaire status over this organization, Father God, and we thank you so much for the gifts that you have implanted on the inside of us, Lord. And we just thank you, and we speak that it will continue to grow and grow, and that people will be blessed, Father God, that people will listen to the show and continue to be encouraged and continue to follow their visions, speak their visions, and live out their dreams, Father God, and most of all, that you may get the glory through all of it, Father God, and that they may continue to stay close to you. So we just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen, amen, amen.
So, yeah. It was amazing to me that I started sending out, I sent out a couple of emails Friday, and my first thought was, it's the holiday. I may not hear back from anybody. I'm prepared not to hear back from anybody till after Monday. Mm-mm. I started getting immediate responses. Immediately.
Great.
Like, wow. And so it felt kind of good because it was like, okay. So it is people that think like I think. Because I'm like, okay, it's the holiday, but I'm still checking text messages. I'm still checking emails. I'm still returning emails. I'm still communicating. Just spoke with J-Bo. J-Bo is the J-Bo is the guy that's the head of the Chicago chapter of Rough Riders, the motorcycle club. Well, they call it the car club, but the motorcycle section of it. And just spoke with him about an hour ago, confirming a ride for literacy for this summer. So. Yeah, I hadn't talked to him in a minute, and he's like, hey, Tiffany, he knew exactly who I was when I called. So I threw it back out there because I know I mentioned it to him last year, so I'm trying to really follow up with a lot of different projects and stuff. And he started just throwing out ideas. Yeah, we can do that. We can have something for the kids. We can do it around, I mentioned August because, you know, their thing is in July. So, but he wants to meet, like, next week to plan that for August. So he's like, no, we're not going to be last minute. We need to start planning it right now. We can have some stuff for the kids, school supplies, have somebody come out and get some motivational speakers. I mean, he was just throwing it out. I'm like, this is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So in that aspect, God is awesome. And I have to remind myself that I pray for that every morning. I pray for God to connect us with favor-minded people, business-minded people. Who thought we would be able to have all of these different hip-hop artists and celebrities? And I'm such an old-school fan. So to me, it's just like having Beyonce on here. Whenever I have whoever, I don't care how long it's been. They are so talented. They have so much wisdom in the field, and they also have a gift. And a lot of them are songwriters, they're producers, and they just work in it. So we have Stevie on hold. I'm going to bring him on.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time out to chat with us. We are so honored to have you on the show.
Yes.
I was just, you probably came in on me talking about that. It's an honor. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You know, I get excited.
I'm definitely happy to be on here. Talk it out. You know, I'm definitely love to hear, you know, opinions and, you know, what can make things better.
Now, I spoke with Khalil on yesterday.
Right.
Awesome guy, and he was like that you were out with New Edition.
Yeah, actually.
I'm like,
yeah.
What? So that's where they are, because I can't seem to contact them. They don't have any because I contact a lot of people on Twitter, but they don't. I don't think they have a thing. The closest I got was Ralph Tresvant, so I don't know. But anyhow, look at you.
Yeah.
Tell him I said hey. Miss Mocha said hey.
No doubt.
Right.
Yeah.
But I have my co-host with me, DeAndrea.
How you doing, DeAndrea?
I'm fine.
Okay.
How are you?
All right. I like that name, DeAndrea. That's the first time I heard
that. Is it pronounced that way? Is it pronounced DeAndrea?
Yeah, is it?
No, mine is.
I was going to say, now I know I pronounced it right.
No, I thought you said you had the director's name. Feedback, don't worry about it. Internet radio, don't worry about it. We have
right.
So it's okay. Yeah, I am doing wonderful. How is the holiday going so far?
Oh, everything's good. You know, we had some really good cookouts. And, you know, I got to say that the being at the New Edition show and invite, you know, calling me on the stage and me singing a little Tender Love, and, you know, the crowd really, you know, really great response. And that's a really good feeling. So we go so back, way back.
Exactly.
You
know,
oh, my
God. You know, we did a couple of tours with them. So, you know, it's a real connection there. And it's definitely really good to reunite. You know, all the fellas, you know, it's really good, really good. They just got so many hit records, it's like, wow.
All right.
Catalog, they got a real catalog.
I hear you.
Well, you know what, you guys aren't one half stepping either now. I read that bio. And, yeah, y'all sold some millions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
on the top charts, so, yeah.
Yeah, we did pretty good, you know. No, we definitely are blessed for everything that happens to us. We always stay humble and blessed. You know?
Absolutely. We just want to dig in real quick and tell us how was the group formed? How did you guys get started?
Well, we're all from Staten Island, New York. Most of us are related. Me, Khalil, TC, rest in peace. Jesse, that's our uncle. Mercury, he's also one of Pat's Ray Restitutes, Mercury. He's like a second cousin to us, and Trisco's like really a good friend, you know, to the neighborhood.
Right,
so
now
we,
that was Antoine and Charles, correct?
Yes, Antoine, okay. Yeah, Antoine T.C. Lundy, yeah.
Okay.
So we definitely, you know, we came out and singing on the Staten Island Ferry, and fell upon the name of Mr. Magic from the radio station, seen us singing because we seen a guy singing country songs on it to give us the idea because we used to do a lot of talent shows in the neighborhood and we used to win a lot of talent shows. That was the start of it. So we said we thought we had something. So we got on the ferry and seen a guy making money doing it, singing. And we said, hey, instead of us going to these stores at a young age, stealing candy and doing this, we can pay for it and just earn an honest living. So we started singing on the boat. We used a big hit on the ferry boats. We started mimicking some of our favorite artists, Michael Jackson, Sam Cooke, you know, Temptations, Stevie Wonder. You know, we started mimicking them and, you know, break dancing and stuff. And we had it was something that a radio disc jockey by the name of Mr. Magic seen. And he said, hey, you guys are good. You need to come to Tommy Boy Records. You need to see what you guys can do. So we went over there, just auditioned for it. Never made a demo, auditioned for it, and next thing you know, we got a record deal, Reverend Spot. And may I say, the rest is history. He's one of the innovators of R&B hip-hop.
Right? Absolutely.
You know, yeah. And, you know, and me and Mercury, out of the group, we were also rapping as we was a group called the Force MCs, like underground hip-hop was rapping. And Mr. Magic, the guy who seen us on the ferry, was also looking for us, not knowing that I was one of the guys singing with my brothers on a boat. Like, the group we had singing on the boat was called the Fantastic LDs because me and T.C., Khalil, our last name is Lundy, and my uncle Jesse's last name is Daniels. And we were Fantastic LDs, and then it just all collided together. He ended up getting all of us, everybody he wanted. And so we just, you know, started from there and made our first record, and we thought we were superstars. But it hit pretty good. It's called Let Me Love You, our first record. And that was one of the records that really ignited the R&B hip-hop sound. You know, so.
Absolutely.
Okay. I really want to know from you guys, you know, coming from the 80s and you know, we are in 2012, soon to be 2013. So I really want to know, what's your take on R&B? Like, it's went from, you know, Tender Love to the kind of doo-wop sort of original soul, you know. But now it's taking a switch. What's your take on that? How do you feel about R&B nowadays, and where do you think it's going to go? Where would you like to see it go?
Okay, I'd like definitely to see it go, you know, further. There's definitely some really good singers out there, some young good singers out there, you know, but what I hear, like, that's why I lean towards, like, the Maxwells, the Music Soul Childs, because they got a more soulful sound than some of the guys that they just all sound alike, you know, and their music is, they all sound alike, and they're pretty much just repeating the same thing but switching it up in both different ways. And, you know, it's like, I hate to say it, you know, I don't want to just know singers. It's like a lot of wannabe R. Kelly's in this century, you know. They just really, like, R. Kelly's a real great writer. A lot of his words, you know, like when he sings songs, he's like indirect, but, you know, he said in ways, hey, I want to take you and do this to you and that and that, that. Mm-hmm. They're very more raunchier. The music is definitely more raunchier than it was back then. You know, it's no more nice, loving songs like I love you, instead of I want to smash you here, do this and that, do this to you.
Right.
All the gentleness left a lot. You know, so, And the music from the 80s and 90s, like, I got to say 70s, 80s, and 90s, because the 90s had a really good sound when they came out, like, you know, Jodeci, Boyzone Men, a lot of good groups came out of the 90s. 90s had a lot of good music, too. But the 70s was the starting point, in the 80s just clinged on to the 70s, and we just was happened to be in the middle of the 70s and the 80s sound. We had the falsetto sound. We caught right in the middle. And it's just the realness of the earlier sounds. It sound more raw than the sounds now. There's a lot of auto tones, and it's a lot of extra elements added onto music right now, you know. I hope it made sense of something I said.
It did. You know. It really did. It did. Because you just told the truth, pretty much.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, these groups right now, they're making triple the money that Goose was making back then. Because all the new technology, you know, if technology was there, you know, back then, and other sounds, it definitely took music to another level, you know, and that's what they got that's really good right now. What we didn't have back then, you know, the concert video play and the ringtones on the phone. Now, even though we're bringing some of the old ringtones back, but this right now is just so more rewarding to a lot of these artists right now, and it's just the music's gonna change the whole lot, you know.
Yeah. It has. That's why I stay old school. All I listen to is Anita Baker and Freddie Jackson and anything
exactly.
I absolutely love it. Not just my mom played all that stuff back then, but it just gives you just a different type of feeling.
Good shit. Thank you. That feel good feeling. Anytime you play Frankie Beverly Before I Let Go, you can't help but get that good feeling in your heart. It's just that.
Wow.
It's just that music. Yeah, it's just that music, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, today by the Memorial Day, they play Summertime a lot. And even that takes you somewhere. You know, Will Smith talking about, you know, singing Summertime and his juvenile.
Yes, exactly.
It takes you to a whole nother place.
It does.
Thank you, Beverly, Maze, the whole nother yard. It's amazing.
Yes, I tell you.
Your love.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy. A lot of babies is born off of that, because I get pat on the back every day. Hey, man, thanks for that one, man. I'm serious, man. That made the baby happen. I was, okay, man. All right, beautiful, man. You know, I get that a whole lot. You know, that was the one that made it. The magic really happened.
Absolutely. We are going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And We'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay. On this radio interview.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great. Funny.
Good evening, and we are back. This is Black Writer Space. I am your host, Ms. Mocha, and I have my co-host, DeAndrea, with me tonight. Our guest tonight is Stevie D from the Force MDs. We are so excited to have him, and we're just kind of chatting with him, talking about then and now and everything that they've done and accomplished and just the mark, the birthmark that they have left on the R&B section of music, and how much we really, really, really appreciate the soulful style and the babies that were made off of their music and just everything that they've done and contributed to R&B music. So we definitely honor and appreciate them tonight. And Steve, are you there?
I'm right here. I'm right here.
Okay. So we're going to get back into the interview. I just have one more question. Through it all, how did you guys remain faithful in keeping the group together with the tragedies? And I know you lost two members, but you're
right.
Still, like, you know, you're still keeping it going. And, I mean, from 1981, it's like,
right.
Yeah. So how did you guys do that? Like, what was the key to just, you know, getting through all the drama, all the anything? You know, it's always when you're trying to push towards something, especially with success, it's always something to kind of throw a hardball at you, but you just get up and you just keep going and keep going and keep going. So tell us, how did you do that?
Yeah, you know, that was the tragedy we had in the group. It was really hard, really hard. You know, I had times that I didn't want to go on no more, but my brother said, you know, you got to keep it going, man. You know, so you can't stop. Keep the legacy going, so. What we decided was, okay, we got to man up, strength, you know, get our strength, and keep this movement going. We got something special. We made some special music that people love, and I know that, you know, people around the world gonna still want to hear us sing these songs. And luckily, a lot of us related because we sound alike. And when we do the shows, like now, where people can't tell the difference. I mean, y'all still sound the record, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God, and that's a blessing in God that my brother Khalil sounds so much like my brother TC. TC's the brother that we lost.
Right.
And real tight knit family. So right now, to this day, you know, we got promoters that's still around the country who still like think the whole group died. Like, I thought all y'all died. Man. You know, we get a lot of people are misinformed. So we got, like, you know, we still here, you know, to carry it on, you know. But it's definitely hard, you know, when you lose members that you're so close with and the family members. And, you know, but, you know, you got to do it for them and, you know, do it for all the people that brought us to where we are.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we definitely... We are here to support you, and we keep you guys in our prayers. And we're trying to see if we can maybe get you to Chicago for something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You ain't said nothing for the word. We ain't been to Chicago.
Yeah.
We just did Indianapolis. We rocked Indianapolis. We was out there in the Black Expo at Indianapolis. We rocked it.
Oh, man. Shoot, I should have been there.
It was us, Belvin DeVoe Troop.
Oh, man.
Empty Light, Full Force. It was great. Great
show.
I
missed that. Okay.
That close. We was hop, skipping, and jump from Chi-Town.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah,
some guy, when I was at the New Edition concert yesterday, some guy, you know, he heard me sing on the stage, and, you know, he said, oh, you guys are still together. I said, yeah. So he just wants to bring us to St. Louis. Is that more close to Detroit, right?
St. Louis? No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Detroit is above Chicago. So
okay.
St. Louis is south of us.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not far. It's not far.
Yeah. St. Louis is what, like 4 hours, I think, from us?
Oh, okay.
But
we would definitely love to come out there because we ain't been out there. You know, Dougie Fresh is a real good, really, I started with him when I was rapping. Me and him started exactly at the same time. So we were really close. And he tells me.
Really? I've been trying to get him. And he's like unreachable. Yeah.
Not Doug.
He's one of my, I have him on my I have him on my list, but I can't get to him. He doesn't have an email for bookings or anything. So
okay, I try to work that for you because I talk to him a lot. You know, me and
he's
really
cool. He was always on my list when I started to take the show into getting songwriters and old school rappers. Oh my God. They created what hip hop was supposed to be. Well, what did they did? Do, you know, but what they know what they're doing now. But he's on my list.
Tells me how much he goes to Chicago. I gotta go back to Chicago. You been there, Kelsey? Hey man.
Yeah.
You know, he's a repeat performer in a lot of cities. He repeats them and repeats them and repeats them.
Okay.
And it's like a lot of cities we haven't been to in a while. We still, you know, hit cities, but some areas we didn't hit in a while, like some of the Midwest areas and some Texas areas we didn't hit in a long time. So we definitely looking forward to go out there, you know, let the people see what we got. You know?
Wow. So tell us about the documentary film that you guys are working on right now.
Documentary film. You know, we're really excited that Black American Film Festival accepted it. Out of a couple of hundred documentaries. Well, I don't know how many, I know it was a lot, but they picked ours, and it's going to be shown at the Black American Film Fest in Miami. That's
right. I looked at that. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd be really excited about that. You know, they've been getting a lot of standing ovations everywhere we did go, and we showed it in Atlanta and New York and in Pennsylvania, and we got our standing ovations for it. And very excited about it, you know, and, you know, hopefully they can build this into a movie or whatever.
Right.
So we do really have a really good story about our lives, and I think people are really, really cling on to, you know, to the story. They'll get magnetized to the story when they hear the whole story. Mm. I couldn't tell. I just tell y'all little pieces and bits. You see the documentary. I don't want to give too much away. So you see the documentary, you're going to be like, wow, I didn't know that.
And there is no, it says that it's not a release date. Is there a release date?
No, it's not a release date yet. We are truly waiting on some distribution people to pick it up. You know, that's what we're working on. This is another step towards that during this Miami thing. It's fine. Distribution to pick it up. We might have it on DVD or whatever, which way they're going to do it.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, I love seeing the stories because all we knew was hearing the song on the radio. So it's really amazing to me when you see the stories and it's like, okay, they go through things too, just like we do. Because for some reason, you know, you think celebrities, they don't go through anything. They can't be touched. But no, they have tragedies. They go through. They live every day just like we do. So it's amazing when you get to see, you know, everything that they've come through and still remain, you know, successful and keep pushing like you guys are doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're definitely trying to keep it going. And we was definitely one of the first groups that came from Staten Island, New York. Sting Clan, you know, these groups all came from Staten Island. We're the first that broke the barriers that come through Staten Island.
Okay.
They used to call us the Forgotten Boroughs. Hey, we are with the five boroughs, but y'all, the Forgotten Borough at first, you know. They call us Gilligan Island, you know, they call us all types of things, but we definitely made them aware, hey, it is a fifth borough. When we came out with some songs, you know, we definitely tried to make a name. Wu-Tang put the Timberland boot in there, like, yo, didn't you hear what the Poison FDs said? They came out hardcore.
Yeah. And I saw you guys used to be called the LDs.
Yeah, the LDs. Fantastic LDs. That's what we call ourselves.
Wow. Well, it was an honor having you on the show and just being able to just chat with you about...
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
One of the biggest honors that really hit us hard, it was last year when Barack Obama said that he's one of his named groups that he liked. He named us as one of the groups that he really liked, you know.
Now, I missed that one. Okay, I'm glad you said that.
Eric Bonet, he liked Isley Brothers, James Brown. Mm-hmm. He said our name. I felt cheers.
Wow.
I know he... But that's a really good feeling.
I know that hit home. Yeah.
That hit hard.
Right.
Absolutely.
That makes everything worth it, the good and the bad.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
That's amazing. It's been quite an honor to have you on the show. I'm amazed because even though people don't know the trials and tribulations that you guys have gone through, every time that song, even my kids right now, when that song comes on, even it's either Love is a House. That song hits and it resonates. I don't know how many babies have been made on that song, but I'm going to tell you, it's been amazing, amazing. And like you said, you guys have gone through decades of losing people and trying to revamp and reinvent yourselves. And even up to now to hear that and I'm going to say on Black Writer Space, I'm going to say the new re-elected black president has nominated you guys as one of his main and major groups. I think that's amazing. I want to support whatever we have to do to nominate him and to get him back in office. I think that he is still phenomenal, and I know we've got issues, but whatever. I just had to go out and say that, but I think that's amazing because he's our only one. I mean, Abraham Lincoln was the first black president, but nobody recognized him, so.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
But okay. It's been an honor. It's been an honor.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate this interview.
And we are definitely going to Black Writer Space. We'll continue to support you, and I'll be tweeting. Now, are you guys on Twitter? Because I don't think I have you guys on Twitter.
My brother Khalil got the tweet. I think it's Forcing D's at Twitter. I think. I'm pretty
okay.
sure.
Okay, I'm going to check. Make sure I'm following you guys. Thank you so much for calling and chatting with us. And you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll be waiting for the documentary. And me and Khalil, we're gonna try to work this thing out and try to get you guys here.
Okay, hey, that would be great. Looking forward to it, and you know, it's in God's hands. We'll make it happen.
And I'll be in contact about Dougie. We'll definitely be in contact. And tell New Edition, I said, hey.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good
weekend.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Wow. Really? Oh, God is good. Amazing. Awesome, 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 awesome. Thank you guys for listening tonight. Thank you for listening to all of our shows, any of our shows that you've tuned into. We just really, really, I can't say it enough. We definitely appreciate you. We definitely look forward to enlarging this entire Black Writer Space movement. And we hope that you guys will continue to be right there with us. We are planning another event for September, another jazz and poetry. I'm putting a little twist in it. I'll be donating 5% to the American Cancer Society. And then the World Literacy Foundation and the American Diabetes Association. So we're trying to get some celebrities, old school, who kind of represent those three different organizations to come out and maybe speak for our second. So we definitely encourage you guys to continue to check our updates and everything. Keep following us on Twitter, Facebook. I'm still posting. We still have the blog. I have so much to add to the blog. We still have the Ning site. The blog site is blackwriterspace.blogspot.com, and that's Black Writer Space with two S's. We also have the Twitter, which is Black Writer Space without the C-E. Then we have the blackwriterspace.ning.com. That's also with two S's. And then I have the I Love Urban Lit. And speaking of I Love Urban Lit, we have been confirmed to have Wahida Clark on. And she will be on this week. I'll be posting it. I don't want to throw out a thing. My schedule, it gets complicated. Had to get an assistant to remind me, so I don't get confused, because when you are, you know, striving for more and striving for better and, you know, trying to create something and you want it to be successful, you want it to be professional. I don't know about you guys, but some nights I don't sleep because my mind is consistently going and going and going and going. So, and it's not, you know, if people see it and it's like, oh, wow, you're really doing it. Yeah, I'm trying. And then, no, you're not trying. Somebody told me yesterday, you're not trying. You're actually doing it. So stop saying that. But I thank God for it. I thank God for the opportunity to have it, to even put the time into it. And I thank God for the favor that's on it because people are definitely responding. We have not X'd out the magazine. So those of you who have sent in your bios and pictures for the magazine, I still have everyone's information. I'm looking to try to get that out by fall. Once we started the radio show, it just kind of took off. So it's like, wow. And I'm kind of like, you know, it's hard when you have to do 10 different jobs and you're only one person. So I'm still trying to develop that team and try to get some things done. So we have not forgotten about that. That's still in the works. So just kind of keep up with us. If you're on Facebook, I'm always on Facebook. I'm always on Twitter. So you can Google. Matter of fact, you can Google Black Writer Space. Those three words. And I guarantee you anything that I have on the Internet is going to come up. So we thank you guys for listening with us tonight. We had Stevie D from the Force MDs, and just excited about that. And still, like, their music is just still, it rings a bell every time. But I like old school anyway. I love it. So I hope everybody's enjoying their barbecue and whatever it is that you're doing to enjoy the holiday before going back to work, for those of you who have to go back to work. And, you know, Tuesday, tomorrow will be like a Monday, so back to the drawing board. Anyhow, thank you guys for listening, and God bless. We'll see you next time.